I sent a letter to the acting governor, and I'm asking for him to convene an advisory council. And I think this advisory council is very important to obtain information from different branches of local government and federal government and the military. This would then execute a readiness program on an in-case scenario basis for a readiness for the people of Guam. And I think it's very important to note that, you know, the reassurance that we have been receiving are great, that this is a threat and the probability of any type of nuclear missile hitting Guam is very low. But I still don't think we should be reactive to any type of situation. I think this is a time to be proactive and just find a readiness with information for the people.
How likely do you think it is that there might be a nuclear attack on Guam by North Korea? Is this just a theoretical thing, or do you think that it's not completely impossible?
Well, I'm hoping that it's not likely, just like everyone else is hoping. But when someone threatens an attack, I think you have to take that into consideration, and I think you need to take that serious. It has happened. The threat has happened, and I just think we need to take, a proactive approach into implementing a readiness position for the people of this island.
Guam is a very heavily fortified military base. It's one of the most intense areas of military activity that America has. It's obviously pretty well defended. Wouldn't any North Korean attack probably be shot down?
I'm not in the military, but we have been reassured, like I said earlier, on the absolute protectiveness of Guam. And so my letter just addresses the fact that if an in-case scenario was to happen, what then would the people do? And I want a strong message out to the people saying, this is what would be safest for the people of Guam. This is where you should go. This is what you should do. The Department of Education on Guam should have a readiness program for kids that are in school that need to detach from school and go with their parents. So it's very important to this office that we alert the people and inform the people through this advisory council as to what is the best option for them in an in-case scenario.
Realistically, is there anything that Guam people can do to really protect themselves? Do they have bomb shelters? Should you have bomb shelters? What practical things could an advisory council recommend people do in the event? Because it's a small island, a single nuclear bomb you'd think would cause irreparable damage, and there wouldn't be much you could do about it.
Well, that's the exact attempt on this advisory council. Is just give us the information that we need, whether it's good or bad. Where should we go? I mean, that's all I'm asking for is information. And if we can pull everyone together and disseminate that information to the people, then that would be the solution to my letter.
What if there is no information? What if there is really nowhere you can go and not much you can do in the event that a North Korean nuclear weapon actually does get through?
If the advisory council would then say, the best thing you can do is stay at home. Houses here are concrete, so your safest and most effective place to be is in your concrete home with your family. Then that's a solution. They have something tangible that they can say, well, this is what the advisory council said. This is what they informed us to do. If in case anything like this should happen, the best place to be from the advisory council's standpoint was at home in a concrete house. So that's all I'm looking for. I'm just looking for an answer that people won't have to be in a panic mode. Rather, they've taken a proactive approach through this council, and they then would know exactly what to do.